Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The Middle Eastern War, at the same time there is the Central European War. Two wars on one supercontinent, Eurasia. Heretofore in history, that would be a warning that the wars are growing. That we've seen this before, there were two wars in Eurasia in the 1930s. They became world wars, grows and grows until... So we look today at the war in Ukraine and the war in Gaza for now. And what is the threat? What is the possibility of it growing by destabilizing the region? I welcome my colleagues, Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, and Ambassador Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. Mr. Ambassador, I begin with you. The Jordanian regime is stable but not invulnerable because the Muslim Brothers, I understand, have a strong presence in Jordan. The Lebanon regime doesn't much exist. Syria is in a permanent state of civil war. So my major concern is Egypt on the southern border of Gaza, led by Mohamed el-Sisi, and a regime that is troubled by an overpopulation, a lack of water, a need for everything. Do you measure that the war in Gaza, which we're told now by the defense minister of Israel, will go on for months? Can this destabilize Egypt and more? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Look, all conflict in the Middle East has a spillover effect. These are countries that have relations going back centuries. There is an emotion that usually binds them together. There is Arab nationalism. There is Islamism. There is Islamo-nationalism. And then there is a sense of injustice that, you know, this issue of the Palestinians has lingered too long. So all of that comes together. For the first time, we see that the traditional political conflict in many of these countries used to be between the left and the Islamists. Well, on this particular issue, they are together. And they feel they are elated by the huge crowds that you see in London and Paris. And they are all thinking about how to challenge their more status quo-oriented regimes. So yes, there is potential for a lot of destabilization as this conflict lingers.
And in instability, would it look different than it does now in certain countries? Egypt, I used Egypt because it's been relatively monolithic since el-Sisi took over. Are there other countries that you would want us to watch? Say in the subcontinent, does this threaten the stability of Pakistan?
It may not necessarily change the status quo, but look, Pakistan is already unstable, and so any attempt to make it more stable will certainly not benefit from what is happening. The Islamists are rallying. There are huge crowds. There are a lot of people who feel that the Pakistani government should be doing something. What they can do is a different matter. It's unrealistic. But a lot of this is about emotion. And you and I both know that a more mature democracy like the United States got swept away with emotion. These countries are not even democracies. Pakistan is a hybrid regime. Egypt is a totally authoritarian government. In these societies, what people might start plotting and planning, one doesn't know. And in case of Pakistan, will this actually alter the political equation? Will it help the populist forces? Will it help an alliance between the populist forces led by Imran Khan and the Islamists? We cannot predict with accuracy, but it is something we all need to watch.
Bill, a very good evening to you. The vast landscape you watch at Long War Journal, from the Hindu Kush all the way to the Mediterranean, the months-long prediction by the defense minister. Do you see the previous lands, which were beggared by the jihadists rising of these last 10 years, do you see them tipping back into unstable as the war continues and as the news continues?
Yes, John. One country I would add to that list would be Iraq. You've seen large protests there in support of Hamas. And they are dominated. The landscape in Iraq is dominated. Ironically, went into Iraq to take out Al-Qaeda, largely succeeded. And then, you know, you had the fallback with the Islamic State that grew out of Al-Qaeda. But what rose alongside them were the Shia militias that are Iranian-backed. And they're very powerful entities. I'm told they have hundreds of thousands of fighters inside of Iraq. They've committed to supporting the people in Palestine. Their rhetoric is supportive of Hamas, and they've been striking at U.S. bases in both Iraq and Syria. Secretary Austin issued a statement. Secretary of Defense Austin issued a statement saying that, you know, after the U.S. launched two counterstrikes against the IRGC targets in Syria, and said, you know, the U.S. Seeks deterrence here, and that it doesn't want to get further involved. And then the militias weighed in and launched four more strikes over the weekend after the U.S. counterstrikes. So this is where we could see a potential escalation, that these militias are largely based inside of Iraq. They have significant Iranian support. Most of these militias were established with the support of the Iranian regime. And that, to me, is the one. I worry about Egypt as well. But I really worry about what's coming out of Iraq. If just 10%, 20% of the fighters are recast to support the Hezbollah and in Lebanon as well as in Syria, you could have anywhere from 30 to 60,000 fighters that are added to that total. And that's a real threat to Israel. And it's a real threat to the United States, as its remote bases are coming under attack in both Iraq and Syria. I believe, John,
find me something.
Oh, go ahead. Consent. Yeah.
I was saying that the other side to it is that there's the pro-Iranian militias, there's the potential for challenges to the governments, and you're right, Iraq is one of the vulnerable places, but there's also the potential for recruitment to more extremist jihadi groups who have always used the issue of Palestine as a recruiting tool.
Yes, let's stay with what this means in the months ahead. Months is what that there'll long be pockets of resistance. So we're looking at a campaign that doesn't describe symmetrical warfare units, which is what we're seeing now, large armor columns moving in and out of a restricted zone. Doesn't just involve air strikes by the IAF or rockets launched out of Gaza. Grows into provocations and threats to the deployment of the NATO forces and the UN forces. Mr. Ambassador, I point to an incident that isn't much in the news in all the papers. I was surprised that it was global news right away. A protest at Dagestan, which is North Caucasus, very vulnerable given the history of the North Caucasus revolting from Moscow. And the facts are very unclear, but it's mentioned that it was an anti-Semitic mob or gathering at an airport, screaming at an airplane that had just landed. It's all very vague, but it's reported as if it's an act of defiance by Muslims of North Caucasus. This would be an example of something that is not controllable. Do you see this as something that could spread, Mr. Ambassador?
Well, there is already a wave of anti-Semitism. Many Muslim countries have ignored anti-Semitism for years. The result of that is that anti-Semitism is part of the discourse in some countries. It's quite common for people to make anti-Semitic remarks. Right now, this is becoming into something more than that, actual attacks on Jewish people and anything that is connected to the Jewish people. So even though people say, oh, we are not against Jews, but we are against Israel, the truth is that some of these attacks are directed at Jews very far from Israel. And what happened in Dagestan even though, as you said, we don't know everything for sure and we don't know all the details, but it does seem to indicate that there is that these things take a life of their own, and they are doing that in several places and probably will do in other places too. Let us remember, 1948, Israel is created, wave of anti-Semitism that results in Jews being expelled from a lot of countries. There used to be a thriving Jewish population in Karachi, Pakistan, that left partly in 1948, partly in 1967, and almost none of them left there. So, yes, the short answer is there is a wave of anti-Semitism. It is likely to envelop more places. And when it does, we cannot predict the consequences.
And John, if I may add, there's also been a wave of anti-Semitism rising here in the United States and in European countries. I'm seeing Jewish stars slapped on businesses and homes of Jewish people in Germany, of all places. The threats at colleges here in the United States. Jewish students trapped in buildings and being told to stay away from school because of basically rampaging mobs. And so it's very, very concerning. I'm very shocked by this, by seeing this. I just didn't think this is something we would see in the 21st century, but here we are.
Bill Rajo, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Hossein Haqqani, Hudson Institute, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. When we come back, more information needed about these Shia militia strikes against U.S. personnel. We're very vulnerable, if I understand it correctly. Deployment in Syria, deployment in Iraq, not backed up by nearly the guns necessary if this is a provocation directed by Tehran. When we come back, I'm John Battle.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.